Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, no need to be. I'm nervous about your questions. You got some...
Apparently.
Got some naughty questions there.
Apparently they were quite good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should be confident then.
Okay. You're a big collector of watches, and particularly Tag Heuer. Imagine you're cast away on a desert island. Which watch would you take with you, and why?
I would take the one I'm actually wearing, because it's the only watch in the world that I've seen being made. And I've seen the intricate detail within the watch and how it's put together. So I know this one is going to tell the correct time. So I would take this with me. It's the 1887 Carrera, which I just think is beautiful as well.
Yeah.
It's quite simple looking, but stylish, classical, and yeah, beautiful. So I'll take this with me.
Great. You're at McLaren now. They've got a really illustrious history in Formula One. If you could pick a car from their history and a driver, so you're going to race in the car and you're going to race against the driver, which car would you pick, which driver, and why?
Who was bad in a McLaren? the car I would love to drive, but I know I never could because I'm too tall, is the 1988 McLaren, which was an MP4-4, which is the car that won 15 out of 16 Grand Prix that season. Ayrton won that season, Ayrton Senna. So it's a beautiful car. It's very simple looking, very mechanical, but it's just stunning. It's a work of art. But I was lucky enough to sit in the car at the factory, in one of their warehouses, and I could just about get in. My shoulders were against the sides, so I couldn't actually turn the steering wheel. So that was a little bit disappointing. But I am actually driving the 1986 McLaren, the MP4 2C, which is one of Alain Prost's cars. He won the World Championship with it in 86. So I'm going to be driving that car at Goodwood, which is very exciting for me because I'm a big fan of Alain Prost. He's sort of my hero, you could say. I used to watch him in the 80s when I started racing, and I just remember watching his style and loving his style of how smooth and precise he was, and he was a professor. So I'd like to race against Alain, or Lewis, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Lewis is one of the best drivers ever in Formula One, so for me to be racing alongside him, I think it's very exciting for me, and we've got a lot of respect for each other, so yeah, he's been a great teammate, but if I was going to choose someone else, it would be Alain Prost.
Great. You have a lot of experience in Formula One. Lots of people have talked about your experience this year. If you could take one piece of that experience and share it with younger drivers just starting in Formula One, what would it be?
I think it would be 2001. I had a pretty awful year in Formula One then. That was back with Benetton. I came out of a great year with Williams, where the car worked well and I really sort of gelled with the car and the team. And it was all going really well, so I didn't really do much setup work. Engineering side of things for me was not the most important thing, just because I had no experience of it. I didn't know how important it was. And then I got to Benetton when we had a very difficult car to drive, and I struggled. I struggled against my teammate, I struggled with the car, I never felt comfortable. So for me, the most important thing is to really listen to what experienced people have to say, and don't take everything in and think that is the way it is, but you've got to take on as much information as you can. Stay relaxed and also understand that it's not just about the driving. Driving is a very small percentage of being a Formula One driver. You know, the important parts are the engineering, understanding the car, understanding what you're driving, what happens when you change something on the car, and also understanding your engineer, because they don't drive Formula One cars, they don't know how it feels. So for us to relay the information to them, you have to put it in, sounds silly, but in simple terms sometimes, and really make them feel that they understand.